This is Doug Curtis, and today we're talking to RV accessory manufacturers and dealers. Today our topic is really smart buyer system. You've never heard of smart buyer system? Well, it takes a little bit of imagination, a little bit of visualization, since we're not sitting there together and I can't draw you any pictures, but let's sort of begin with an illustration. So think of the smart buyer system like a straight horizontal line stretching from left to right. And at the far left-hand side of this line is a point A. This represents the point where the prospect first considers the idea, has the inkling to buy what you sell. Or if they already buy what you sell from another vendor, it represents the point at which they first consider switching to you, a new vendor. Not the point where they actually switch or buy, but the point where they even get a glimmer of a thought of switching or buying. At the very right-hand side of this line is point Z. This is where the sale is actually consummated and the money actually changes hands. But see, there are a lot of things that have to happen between point A and point Z. If we go back over to point A on the left-hand side, visualize this, and then just go a little bit to the right, say to point B or C or D, we might have a step where the prospect starts to notice your ad for your product, or maybe starts to casually browse the internet or whatever's appropriate for a given product. Somewhere around point D or F on that line, somewhere like that, the prospect might begin to gather information on a few competitors. This could be done by whatever means is appropriate in your case, whether that be calling on the phone or searching on the internet, whatever it is. We go further down the line. Let's look at points L, M, N, O, and P. That might be some more specific hardcore research and comparison. The prospect might also start soliciting opinions from friends or family members or coworkers for recommendations. Now moving on to point R or S, the prospect makes the decision to buy. In other words, he says, okay, I'm going to buy it. And I'm going to buy one of these, or I'm going to switch, and who am I going to buy from? I'm not just thinking about buying anymore. I'm just not thinking about switching anymore, but I'm actually done talking. I'm going to start buying. The key here is that the prospect hasn't necessarily decided who to buy from just yet, and they may not be in a position to buy just yet. Once you get down to the points around T, U, and V, something like that, these points on the smart buyer system represent the prospect's decision to buy a specific brand or buy from a specific company. But even still, the prospect might not take action if circumstances aren't just right. I made a decision to buy a television, big screen, high def TV from XYZ company 10 months before I actually bought it. Why? Because I was building a house and I wouldn't need the TV until the house was completed. So I didn't even think about it. It was way over on the far right-hand side of the spectrum. Now, finally, point Z is where the decision is done and money changes hands. Now realize, at any given moment in time, there could be hundreds or even thousands of prospects at various positions along the educational spectrum of buying what you sell. And no sale is complete until they reach point Z and actually give you the money, even if they decided to buy from you somewhere along the way. Now, you can see why a diagram of the smart buyer is so valuable. Why am I bringing this up to you? Very simple answer. Because the vast majority of marketing and advertising are only geared towards prospects who are hanging around at the very right-hand side of the smart buyer system. down past R and S and T, who have already made the decision to buy and who are ripe for marketing, that can sway them to buy from a given competitor. But here's the problem with that. At any given moment in time, the number of prospects on the right-hand side of the smart buyer spectrum, the ones who are ready to buy right now, those prospects only represent no more than 1 to 5% of all those who are ultimately going to buy what you sell. You've got 95 to 96%, 99% of your prospects who are in the thinking about it and gathering information mode. But when they're attempting to gather that information, you don't give it to them. What are you doing? Do you have a system in place to be able to focus on the 95 to 99% of the people who are just getting educated? They're gathering general information, gathering specific information. They're getting what? If you've listened to any of our podcasts before, you know they're gathering information to make a smart decision. When you go to buy something, you want to make a smart decision. Think about how you buy. That's how they buy. So we have to have a system to provide consistent, ongoing, educational information to them to nurture them along. Now that process, it could be a 10-month process. It could be a 10-week process. It could be a 10-hour process. But you've got to give them information. You've got to give them evidence. Now, there is a variety of numbers of different kinds of information that you can provide to them. And I should probably share that with you. I don't have that information in front of me right now, but there's basically 22 different kinds of pieces of information, of education. Those could be testimonials. Those could be case studies. That could be charts, tables, graphs, comparison tables, charts. I'm redundant. Forgive me. There's all these different types of pieces of information that you can provide to them. You can provide that on your website. You can provide that as sales tools on specific landing pages. You can put them in email marketing situations. You can put that information if you're using Facebook or if you're using LinkedIn, if you're using banner ads or other types of information. You can begin to educate them on why they should finally decide to make you their choice. Remember, just to recap now, we've got a continuum, the smart buyer. And your job as a marketer is to provide information to facilitate them making them the right decision. So if we look A to Z, A to K, they're gathering general information. K to about MNOP, more specific information. From about, let's say, RST down to about UV, they're making that vendor information. You want to be providing information all the way down the line, and you need to have a system that does that. And that type of system is a marketing automation system, and if you don't have one of those in place, you need to put one of those in place so that you can automatically nurture them as they move down the funnel, as they move from left to right, from A to M to K, or no, from K to M to R to S, until they become a now buyer. So I hope that this information helps to illustrate how you can reach not just the 1 to 5%, but how to be able to reach the 95 to the 99% of your prospect buyers.